Hey guys, and welcome to the show. Today we have John Stevenson with us, and he's a security expert here at Microsoft, and he's going to talk to us about a service that Microsoft has for Premier customers that involves monitoring your environment for potential threats, security threats, malware, active attacks, etc. So without further ado, let's play the music. Hey, John, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing good, man, and I can't wait to talk about threat detection. I was just involved in one of our incidents. Can't say who, can't say where, but it was my first time actually going with the team and you know, looking at how we handle those live threats in a live environment. It was just awesome. So I'm very excited about the topic we're going to talk about today, which is, of course, threat detection.
Absolutely. Well, I'm glad to be here. Thanks for the invitation.
Yeah, man, anytime. You know, security is absolutely paramount to us and to our customers. So I'm looking forward to the show. So you've got some stuff you're going to show us today. I think it's not a PowerPoint deck, correct? You're actually going to show us some live stuff?
Actually, it is a presentation that I'm going to go through this afternoon, and just going to go through kind of how we look at threat detection from a cybersecurity standpoint within Microsoft, and some of the neat things that we're doing here today to really get ahead of and kind of combat what we see in the threat detection space.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah, so I understand that there's a lot of cases where there's actually a live attack going on for a long time before, you know, the customer even knows that they've been hacked.
Absolutely. So it's not uncommon for typical customers when we go in and an incident response scenario, and we start really kind of peeling back the layers of the onion to really see that the adversary has been within the network for periods of months, if not up to a year or more. And there's a number of reasons behind that, right? And some of that, you know, we'll go into, you know, in a little bit more detail during the course of the presentation and what we're going to talk about today. But you're absolutely right, Lex. You know, sometimes that, you know, no matter how many tools or appliances you put on your network to help try to detect these types of attacks, the adversaries are becoming so skilled, it's getting more and more difficult to really kind of pinpoint those particular issues.
Awesome. So let's see what you got.
All right. So, Lex, if you're ready, let's jump right into it.
Yeah, I'm ready. Let's go.
So when we start talking about threat detection and really kind of, you know, what it is, you know, how we kind of frame this conversation up, right? So what we're going to do is really kind of start off with Microsoft's overall commitment to cybersecurity, right? And so we kind of put this into several different buckets, right? And it's protecting, detecting, and responding to these types of emerging threats. So when we're talking about protection, we're talking about protection of the data, devices, infrastructure, identity, right? So we're working to protect customer data by delivering secure products and services and by proactively combating today's cyber threats, right? Now, the area we're going to specifically talk about today is this one here, is for detection. Now, we have global cyber threat detection capabilities, which we're going to go into detail on, that are designed to help keep our customers' data secure. And so the last little bucket here we talk about after threat detection is the threat response, right? And that really kind of rounds out the whole commitment to cybersecurity. We actively monitor changes in the threat landscape and respond to these emerging threats with timely security updates, partnering with other governments, law enforcement agencies. But also, Microsoft conducts these large-scale incident response investigations to where we assist customers help regain control of their network and harden it for future attacks. So, Lex, we're going to talk a little bit about what makes up advanced threat detection, and how does Microsoft really kind of define that a little bit, to where we really make it our own? So we know that not one security technology exists today that provides complete protection from today's most advanced attacks, right? So the best approach, what we found, is to have a well thought out defense in depth strategy that combines multiple layers of protection against the attacker. Now, that said, we also know that the reality is that threat detection is one of those chores that's really hard for a network defender to do well. Does that make sense?
It does. It makes perfect sense.
Great. So We also know that there's a lot of data that customers have to reconcile in their environment, right? So events exist in the infrastructure, but typically with today's tools, right, most of customers are deploying, you know, one or two or three or just several type of detection tools within their environment. But oftentimes it's hard to really kind of pick out that needle in a stack of needles to really find, you know, what are the important characteristics of the threat that they need to pull out of there. We also know that early detection, right, doing this in a timely manner is also very critical. Skilled attacks can go on and can persist in the environment for months, if not years. And so that's it's very important for us to develop some type of process or mechanism or have some type of detection strategy to where we can get these in a more timely manner. Now, the last point is given that high volume of data, right, we have to make sure that companies, they have a very important need to know of the severity of the threats on their network, right? So knowing whether it's typical commodity malware or more serious threats make it a significant difference in how they might respond to that threat. So it's very important that we can provide and really articulate the most granular level of these types of attack indicators as we can. Does that make sense?
It does, and it's funny that you should say that there are lots of different ways for us to find these things, because, you know, I remember when really the best tool to use was a network sniffer, right? And that's just not the case anymore. People can come in on port 80 and it looks just like regular traffic, or 443 and it looks just like regular traffic. So yeah, definitely makes a lot of sense, and I absolutely agree that these attacks are more sophisticated, and so you need more sophisticated tools to detect them.
Absolutely. Well, let's keep moving on. So here's where we introduce the Microsoft Threat Detection Service, right? So this is how we can look deeper at what types of attacks are really occurring within the environment and the type of information that the operating system can really tell us. Now, I'd be willing to bet that it's a fair assumption that most CIOs have at some point wondered at least not one or all three of these types of questions, right? So am I under attack? Do I have any compromised systems in my environment? And where am I vulnerable? Now, what we're going to show during the course of this presentation is how the Microsoft Threat Detection Service, or we also refer to it as MTDS, can help an organization answer those types of questions. So what we're looking at with MTDS is it's a combination of two primary components that we use in the detection and identification of threats. So, and these two components are the Security Error Reporting and Analysis technology, also referred to as SERA. And we'll talk about SERA and what it does here in just a second, but I wanted to also kind of give you an overview of the second component, which is Cyber Threat Intelligence, also referred to as CTI. And this is data that we collect from Microsoft's global telemetry network that we can help use to supplement the overall reporting and the overall kind of threat landscape, if you will, of what's occurring within the environment.
So are these components that we install, or is this a service that we have, you know, tools that we bring in and you know, use the tools from maybe a dedicated workstation to do this type of thing?
So, great question. So what we do with these two technologies, the way that SERA is set up, right, is we're leveraging Windows Error Reporting, which is a capability that is native to the operating system within Windows since Windows XP and beyond. Hopefully none of our customers or our listeners here today have any Windows XP left in their environment, but if they did, this is a capability that they can leverage, right? And what we do is through a couple simple configuration changes that we make within the operating system, we take those error reports and then forward them on to a service where we conduct analysis on that, right? And we'll get into a little bit more detail as far as what type of data we can really pull out of that. Now, with the cyber threat intelligence component of this, this is when we're taking data that Microsoft collects globally from a number of its different security products, and then we can take that and can compare it with what we see in a customer's network and provide a, you know, provide an organization with kind of what that looks like, right? Whether or not we see their footprint within kind of a global, through a global lens.
Cool. Yeah, that's awesome.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit more about the specific components and how they work here. Okay, so what we're talking about here is, at its heart, MTDS is using Windows Error Reporting as telemetry to detect attacks. Now, Windows error reporting wasn't originally designed to look specifically for attacks or exploits. It was used by Microsoft to help make our products better, help to make them more secure, more reliable. So anytime an application had a problem, it would allow developers to look into that problem, correct it, and put out a patch. Now, it was through this investigation, right, this type of process, that developers started to realize that many of these crashes were being caused by malware, right? So a malware author would send out an exploit to the target PC, to that victim PC. And remember, their end game is not necessarily to make sure that exploit is successful, but it's to gain some type of foothold into the environment. So it could have been something that was done very hastily. Just as long as the exploit was successful, they didn't necessarily care about the collateral damage. Well, that's good for our standpoint because it allows us to collect an error report that gives us some of these types of indicators of the malicious activity. Does that make sense?
It does. I want to kind of be a little bit, let me ask you this question, right? Because I don't want anybody out there to be confused by this. When an error message occurs, when you get one of those error reports, one of the crash reports, which, by the way, doesn't happen very often these days in most of the, you know, modern OSs that we have out there because of the fact that we're so vigilant about patching, etc. But when those occur, we do all of those things. We collect the data if you send it to us. We look to see if there was some sort of malicious code in it. That's part of the process of just figuring out, you know, what it is that went wrong that caused the crash in the first place. But we have no way to track that back to a specific individual or a specific computer because that data is just not in there. So I think what we're saying here is that when you subscribe to this service and we're out there looking for an active attack, we can look at that data. We can look at that crash report because now we have a way to collect it and look at it, in regards to your environment. Correct? Does that make sense?
Absolutely, it does. So yeah. To kind of walk you through an example, right, and I think to really kind of put a fine point on this piece, is when that Windows error report is generated, so it's going to be packaged up and it's going to be sent off, right? So it's really kind of a decision point here on where this error report goes. Now, if it goes back to Microsoft, absolutely, there's going to be data that we look at from a Microsoft standpoint to help make the applications and the operating system more secure and more reliable. But what we're talking about specifically for this service is this is going to be a tailored approach specifically to you as a customer through a security lens on what might be some of those specific threats against your environment. Now we're looking at that, like you said, Lex, kind of at, you know, generically from a corporate standpoint, but with this particular service, this is tailored just to your environment.
Yeah, so that's cool. That makes a lot of sense.
Fantastic. So, and like I said, our analysts are looking at this, you know, they crack it open and really get down into the weeds, and they're looking at analyzing the actual crash dumps that are occurring, looking at registry settings, looking at explicit files, exploit code, to really get into the nitty-gritty of what is occurring and what those indicators are.
Awesome.
So what happens if that exploit method used by an attacker to generate some type of event or some type of abnormal occurrence, what happens if the exploit doesn't cause an application or the operating system to crash, right? So what are some of the other opportunities we have for visibility into these types of malicious events, right? So as we already discussed, you know, so exploit code being launched, causing these events to occur, identifying the malware and the rootkits, those types of things. But what if there's something else that occurs within the operating system? Maybe it's through some type of driver crash or an application bug or some type of software incompatibility. This also can create a Windows error report. So when that occurs, we're still collecting the same type of data from kind of behind the scenes. We're still looking at registry settings, explicit files, WMI queries, and then we can then analyze that to see if there's any presence or any indications of malicious behavior that are occurring. So we don't necessarily have to rely on attacker's code being caught. There are still other things, other venues, other opportunities within the operating system and just kind of through the normal course of business where we can see this type of information.
Cool. Yeah, that makes sense.
So the last part that I had mentioned as far as really helping to understand what's occurring and really to help gain better visibility and gain better insight into these types of attacks is when you look at this particular slide, you know, there's what we're really talking about here are different versions of operating systems. And then, for example, one application in particular, Internet Explorer, over a period of time. Now, over time, each of these acronyms represents a protection that we have built into Windows to harden, in an effort to harden the operating system and to make exploits more fragile, or in other words, to increase the chance that an exploit will fail. Right. So over time, we've added more and more of these protections and have turned them on by default. So more modern operating systems, you know, can afford more protection to your client PC, right? So when you kind of look at this from a threat detection standpoint, having that later versioned operating system is going to have more protections put in place that are then going to cause these exploits to fail, right? Because they're going to have more and more of these...
more and more of these types of issues occurring, types of threats?
Absolutely. So it not only helps prevent the machine from being compromised, but it increases the likelihood that an error report will be generated.
Yeah. Can we talk about how some of these work?
Yeah, so absolutely. So as an example, right, so ASLR, or Address Space Layout Randomization, right, is one of these technologies that we put in to the operating system. And basically, for example, with ASLR, an attacker, when they write their exploit, they're relying on a particular space of memory to be in a particular spot, right, that they can take advantage of. Now, what we do with ASLR is we basically, that's a protection that randomizes where that location is, and it doesn't allow the attacker to be as effective, right? And so when he tries to launch his exploit, it fails, and then that Windows error report can be, you know, is generated, and we collect that type of information. Is that what you're looking for?
Yeah, exactly. And that's actually pretty interesting that we do that, right? We just store stuff in different places, essentially.
Absolutely. So let's keep going here. So the other component that we talk about, so the first component was the Security Error Reporting and Analysis, or SERA component, right? So that's kind of the technology component to how we're collecting data from behind the scenes. The other piece of this is cyber threat intelligence. And so through the various products and services that we, as Microsoft, provide, we've developed telemetry which provides unprecedented insight into today's kind of cyber threat landscape, if you will. Much of Microsoft's security suite and the applications funnel that data back to Microsoft to help not only refine the products and make them better, but also to make a much more secure operating environment. So really kind of going from left to right on this slide, the malicious software removal tool is one of those core capabilities that is on pretty much every operating system. So the second component that we talk about for the overall Microsoft Threat Detection Services is how we leverage our global cyber threat intelligence, right? So through the various products and services we provide, such as a malicious software removal tool, information we get from the Microsoft Digital Crimes Unit, Security Essentials, Windows Defender, those types of products, we've developed telemetry, which provides unprecedented access into today's cyber threat landscape, right? So much of Microsoft's security suite and applications funnel that data back to Microsoft to help not only refine the products, make them better for the customer, but also to help make a much more secure operating environment. Now, specifically, we leverage this data to help kind of round out the overall Microsoft Threat Detection Service offering. So the way that it works is working with a customer, we have the ability to query our global telemetry databases, right? So kind of looking into the core feed of where all these things are coming back to, for indications of the customer public-facing IP addresses. So let me kind of unpack that just a little bit, right? So working with the customer, we get their public-facing IP addresses and then take that and see if there are any indications of that showing up within our global telemetry, right? So for example, if there's botnet activity within our database and it's referencing our customers' IP addresses, we can see that, right? And then we then take that information and work with the customer to help them identify where those points of compromise are within their network, right? And then they can then feed that into their incident response process. Does that make sense?
It does, and that's really cool.
All right, so let's kind of tie this up together as far as what's the customer experience, right? What does this look like from an overall execution standpoint for the customer? So we start with the customer environment, right? And this is, you know, to keep in mind, when we're talking about the Microsoft Threat Detection Service, we're looking at Windows desktops and servers, right? So only the Windows operating system platform, but this can be both physical and virtual environments as well. So we're collecting data from any Windows operating system that is that exists within the environment. So we take those Windows error reports, and they are then packaged up through some basic configuration changes we make to how those Windows error reports are sent. They're then sent to a collector, right? That collector is basically just like an aggregator. It aggregates all those Windows error reports for that particular environment and then sends them off to our Microsoft Managed Data Center. And this data center is where our analyst will then look into what those error reports are seeing, right? And so this is kind of where the magic happens, right? So that Microsoft analyst is kind of the key to the success of this overall service, right? So Windows error reports, you might be thinking, well, that's just one source of data. Well, like I said, the analyst is the one that can really kind of open that up to see exactly what's happening with that data, right? He's been able to see what are the explicit files that are being executed within the environment, what registry changes are being made, what other types of malicious activity based on his experience, right? And based on everything that they know about the threat and all the other indications that the environment is telling them, then leveraged with that global telemetry, right, that cyber threat intelligence, can really paint that picture to them, and they can then give that back to the customer, right? So what does a customer actually receive, and how do they fit into this feedback loop? Well, the customer is going to receive those alerts and regular reports from that Microsoft analyst after they've reviewed this data. So different depending on the way that the engagement is structured, right? So this could be weekly reports or monthly reports or even quarterly reports. They're going to get kind of a roll-up of all the activity that was identified during the course of a determined period of a time, right? So a week, a month, you know, and so on and so forth. And it's going to give them kind of the feedback and the overall kind of trends and analysis of the activity that's occurring within the environment. Well, one of the questions that you might ask is, what happens if I'm under attack, right? If there's something that's actively occurring within my environment, what happens then, right? Well, there are those types of agreements that are put in place that say, if we identify an attack that's occurring actively within the environment, we'll notify you as soon as we can, right? So we'll notify you that, you know, that you need to take action and provide you those indicators to help you in your incident response process. Does that make sense? You with me?
Yeah, it does. That makes a lot of sense. That's really cool. So I do have a couple of other questions, and if you're not ready to answer them right this second, you can answer them maybe in a minute or two. But how does a customer subscribe to this service? This is awesome.
Okay, sure, absolutely. I can talk about that a little bit. So what a customer will want to do is they'll want to contact their technical account manager that is basically their Microsoft representative within their organization. And their TAM, right, can then contact the cybersecurity practice, and we can work with them on getting more information on the service and how that works and how they can proceed with it.
Cool. All right, that sounds great.
All right, and so the last few things that I'll show you here is going into a little bit more detail on what these alerts look like and kind of what the analyst is taking a peek at. So he's, you know, this type of automated analysis that he's able to look at, he can see the, you know, the indicators. He can see maybe possibly the registry keys, the files that they need to look at. So it allows them a way to triage the data, right, and help them understand what's really important and what the critical components are. The last piece of this is, like I mentioned, the alerts and the reports are generated. This is just kind of a sample mock-up of what something that a customer could expect to receive, right? That gives them that type of trends and analysis of data that's occurring within their environment. So,
that's really cool.
All right. And with that, Lex, that's pretty much all the stuff I have for you today. What other questions can I help you with?
Well, I mean, I think this is really cool, man. I think this is an awesome offering. So I just want to kind of recap it. I'll recap it to you and everybody else, I guess, since we're doing a podcast. And if I'm incorrect or if there's anything that you want to add, please feel free to jump in. But so it's a threat detection service that customers can subscribe to via Premier, right, via your technical account manager. And it essentially gives us access to the Windows error reports that get generated, where we can go and look at those, compare them to known threats, do some analysis on them, figure out if maybe the error report was caused by some malware that may be, you know, wild in the environment, and then generate a report that we can then send to you so that you're aware that, you know, you've got some boxes that are compromised, essentially.
Yep, absolutely, Lex. I think that's it, and we just made you a cyber expert.
Well, I'm pretty excited about that service. In fact, I think that's something that I'm definitely going to recommend to my customers because, you know, Lord knows they could use it.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for the invitation. I appreciate the time today.
Yeah, man. No problem whatsoever. I certainly enjoyed, you know, talking with you about this and, you know, loved your presentation. So if you ever feel like coming back and doing some more, you're more than welcome.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, guys, without further ado, that's your Taste of Premier.